Based on his research, Farrell wrote American Progress in the Plutonium Bomb from the moment physicist Enrico Fermi successfully completed and tested a functioning reactor in the squash court at the University of Chicago appeared to be running fairly smoothly until fairly late in the war, when it was discovered that in order to make a bomb from plutonium, the critical mass would have to be assembled much faster than any existing Allied fuse technologies could accomplish. Moreover, there was so little margin of error, since the fuses of an implosion device would have to fire as close to simultaneously as possible, that Allied engineers began to despair of making a plutonium bomb work. I believe a strong prima facie case has been outlined that Nazi Germany developed and successfully tested, and perhaps used, a uranium atom bomb before the end of World War II, Farrell concluded. Farrell was not alone in this assessment. In 2005, Berlin historian Rainer Kalsch, in a book titled Hitler's Bomb, claimed that the Nazis indeed tested nuclear weapons on Rügen Island near Ohrdruf, Thuringia, site of a subsidiary concentration camp to the infamous Buchenwald. Reportedly, many prisoners were killed during these tests, which were conducted under the supervision of the SS. Kalsch's primary evidence consists of vouchers for tests and a patent for a plutonium weapon dated 1941. He also claimed to have found traces of radioactivity in soil from the site. However, in February 2006, the German government reported no abnormal radiation levels at the site, even after taking into account elevated levels due to the 1986 Chernobyl disaster in Russia. Although Nazi Armaments Minister Speer was questioned about a mysterious blast at Ohrdruf during the Nuremberg war crimes trials, no significant information on a nuclear test was found, either because it never happened or because a post-war cover-up was quite successful. Mainstream historians, at the mercy of carefully concocted cover stories in both Germany and the USA, have remained skeptical that Nazi scientists could have advanced their nuclear knowledge to the point of actual testing.